Give me a great big what's up.
What's up?
There you go. Do you know the voice? Do you know? We should do that.
Do you know the voice?
We should be doing that. What's up Wednesday with the city of Eugene? Sarah Kate Sharkey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, welcome,
thank
welcome.
You.
So you are the marketing information manager with Library Recreation Cultural Services. I want to see your business card. Are the letters really small? Because that's a long title.
Yes, it is. And I try not to use my whole title because it just takes an hour to say
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Super duper. Now, so with the title, and it sounds like a busy job, your mission today is to share with us winter programming. Tell us more about what you do.
Well, we have really, in cultural services, we offer free programming all year round. Because we want to engage people in really fun artistic experiences that they might not otherwise see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're doing this winter. We've got some really unique programming downtown. We all know the winter can get pretty depressing. It's dark, it's rainy.
Come on.
And we want to, kind of turn that on its head and try to celebrate that a little bit and have activations that people may stumble upon.
Okay.
That are dependent upon the dark and the rain, actually. There are going to be stencil paints on the streets that only show up when it rains.
Oh, you're kidding.
There's a musical instrument that's going to come out when it rains, and it makes music because of the rain. So these pieces that people can come out and find and maybe be a little less, hesitant about coming outside in the wintertime and hopefully make downtown more active, more vibrant.
You're from Massachusetts.
Originally, yes.
Okay, so any of these ideas travel cross country with you? Where did these ideas come from? Because it's fascinating to me.
We have a fantastic team of people. I work with a lot of very creative people, and we've tried to think outside the box. We've done other events before where we have musicians huddled in, tents with heaters, and those have been great, but it's really hard to try to transfer what we do in the summertime when it's mm-hmm. sunny to winter programming. So we said, we really just need to embrace and celebrate what makes Eugene great in the wintertime.
Challenging given the budget constraints that you can sometimes face?
Well, certainly, and one of the ways that we have leveraged our resources with this program is we have hired three professional artist collectives to activate downtown with these things. So we have Harmonic Laboratory, Art City Eugene, and Tropical Contemporary, who are bringing these activations downtown. And they have connections with all kinds of fantastic artists around town. And so they are out there, doing the work, making things awesome.
So from what I gathered, from what you just said, it's like you're taking a stroll downtown, maybe you're visiting friends or having a bite to eat, and all of a sudden, ooh, what's going on over there? That's kind of what we're talking about,
that's
right?
That's the idea, yeah. Some of the things that people will see, there will be umbrellas lit up with LED lights and decorated artistically and paired with some artistic experiences, like maybe some poetry or some drama going mm-hmm. on as people are walking around with this umbrella. We have three storefronts downtown that Harmonic Laboratory technicians are putting digital displays in. There will be digital video artworks illuminating them at night in three different locations. There is a program, I love the name of this, Tropical Contemporary is doing snorkel safari and rainbow chasers. So during the lunch hour on this one, there will be snorkel safari experience of watching people through an aquarium-like experience. And then rainbow chases are sunset excursions. They're going to paint the town and each other with rainbows and reflective gear.
Wow.
So that's just that's kind of a sampling. And as I mentioned, there's this rain machine Tropical Contemporary has that transforms the rain into all kinds of music, which will be pretty interesting.
Wow. Okay.
And then they're also doing a puddle disco in April where they will have a DJ puddle dance party.
You're getting the sense that it's wet around here this time of the year.
Yeah,
is that what you're trying to say?
Just a little bit, yeah.
That's what you're trying to say. It's What's Up Wednesday, and thank you, Sarah Kate Sharkey, for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having
me.
It's
great to meet you.
You too.
You stop having so much fun, too. We're News Talk 590 KUGM.